voy a compartir pantalla. Voy a usar hoy esto de pizarra. A ver, un momento, el orden. Creo que quería empezar con una cuestión de... Ajá. Quizás los puntos recomendables. ¿Vale? Voy a empezar con esto. Que se vea un poco espantoso. Y usar aquí uno de archivo. Nuevo. Ahí. Okay, so the first one would be on writing page 21. Let's take this out of here. Okay. Vocabulary speaking. Okay. Okay. So whenever we're ready, shall we wait for Ayotima?
Ready.
Okay. Just wait a minute. Yes, indeed. But first of all, I would like to give you some tips. Good evening, beforehand. Some tips. You see the blackboard or the whiteboard in this case. I'm just sharing the screen and I'm going to use this as a whiteboard. This mask is a little bit weird. Let's see if I can. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. This is where. This one. This one. Okay.
La primera, la que está en negrita y debajo la segunda se supone que no está aquí porque la prima y tal, pero la dejé a la mitad, mira, pero no.
Ah, sí, tiene razón. No me hace falta la mina, se terminó, ya está. No lo leo por el placer de leerlo, lo leo por el placer de probar.
Bueno.
Okay, this is working. And this should be done. So, it doesn't work. Wonderful. So I'm going to do this. Let's hope it is not too, you know, too labyrinthic, this cam. I just wanted to start today. This mask is a little bit weird. But I just wanted to start with some tips to improve your formal writing, just the basics. Okay? So if we go to the, I will share the view of the page from the student book, which is page 21. You have, Omar, you have done, by the way, did you receive my email?
Okay.
I hate this mask. Okay, if we go to, page 21, you have there the other way around. Okay? An informal email. At the bottom of the page, write an email to say thank you. Okay? So from this moment onwards, de este momento en adelante, I'm going to encourage you to write an informal email, just the other way around. But before beginning, I just wanted to give you just the basic tips to improve your formal writing, okay? Based on some of the things I saw in your composition, it was generally really good. And I hope I can encourage you to write further and further on. The first thing Is it advisable to write contractions? Contractions like?
On the writing.
Yeah? No? Okay, so contractions, the first thing. Okay, you wrote some of them, okay? There's one more complex, okay, which is based on formal and informal words, okay? In fact, I would say general and specific words, okay? So if you have what in Latin is called verba omnibus.
No, es que esto fue porque... Un segundito.
El año pasado a mí nunca me había...
Tú esto lo haces por integra, ¿no?
Estoy compartiendo pantalla ahora y...
Déjame descompartir la pantalla un momento. Porque es que cuando se activa Teams se dejan funcionar las
pantallas. Ah, vale, vale.
Entonces, primero cierro la sesión de Isabel.
Vale.
Vale. Vale, ahora cerramos esto. Y ahora en principio tengo que conectar el cable de la pantalla. Que es... Este es la cámara y este es el caso.
So we start this again, sharing our page.
Okay. Now. Hacemos ya la entonces, ¿vale? Bueno.
So we were just giving some tips to improve your formal writing. And I will take this, I will share this as a sort of whiteboard. The first one was
Let me see. Okay.
Okay. The first one is for contractions. Contractions. And the second one was difference between general and specific vocabulary. Okay. So. Remember, yes, general versus specific words, okay? I will give just a tip per class, okay? For example, when you have words like speak, talk, start, say, in some sort of narrative genre, a narrative or an email or something, an anecdote you're telling, and you're in formal writing, it is preferable and advisable to choose for a more specific word, and if possible, a more formal version of the word. There's a huge controversy, by recording the difference between words from German origin and words from Latin origin in English. So, theoretically, words from German origin are like more informal, more vulgar, okay? And words from Latin origin are tend to be more cultivated, more formal, okay? So, for example, we can say, instead of speak or talk or more specific things, if we are describing something, narrating something, recalling something, okay, and so on and so forth, okay? And start, for example, do you know the formal version of the word start, the verb start?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of them. And there's another one. And we tend to know and to infer to deduce those words because they are more similar to our Spanish. Okay? So,
yeah.
Initiate.
My writing here is terrible, I know that.
Say. We can say things like. Say is one of the most general. Utter. We can say affirm. Assert. State. Okay? So tend to narrow the words you use. And especially a piece of advice I gave you was to start using this. Dictionary of synonyms, okay? A good one, if possible. A good one. Try to work hand by hand your writing, and if you realize you are like giving too many redundancies, lexical redundancies, try to vary the range of words you are using. If you repeat the same word over and over and over again, can you give me an example of the most repeated word in English language?
This.
What?
This.
This? This is a good one. In Spanish too. The most repeated word. Cosa. Thing. In fact, I had classmates in 4 year. They said things. A lot of things. I said, are you singing something? Are you singing anything? A lot of things. Okay, thing. This is a thing. This is a thing. This is a thing. Everything is a thing. Okay? But if you don't precise, if you don't narrow the word, if you don't give a specific word, you will get lost in a general and redundant writing. Okay? So this is the first thing. I will give you the next one. Following class. This is like Guerrero Editores, fascículos. Inglés for fascículo. Okay, so we go back here.
Those are all the tips?
No. There will be more, but I will recommend you to do an exercise based on that. Okay? Just the first one. Try to underline or highlight the words you use most, okay? The more general words. The general words, try to detect your redundancies. Especially if you have a writing like that one you gave me, okay? A piece of writing like that one you gave me. Try to underline those words and change for a more specific one.
Same writing.
Yeah.
I can do the exercise approach.
Yeah.
And
piece of advice I would give you here is just to do this exercise 5 on page 21, an informal email. And if you haven't done the formal email, you can do those two versions and compare both. Okay. A formal and informal email. Okay. So the second thing I will give you here to improve, because this is really good. Sometimes it might seem a little bit superfluous. Okay, the strong adjectives. The thing of strong adjectives is closely related to one thing we are going to see regarding pronunciation of sentence stress. Okay, sentence stress. Normally, have you realized do you usually listen English or Anglophone politicians? I'm probably British. British tend to use more like adverbs in order to emphasize points of view. Adverbs, and especially the construction between adverbs and adjectives. So it is a remarkably structured sentence, and it is an extraordinarily organized event, you know, and they tend to emphasize more. Do not use it, but wisely, okay? Because if you use it too much, that can be like extremely pedant, okay? And this is one of speaking. Sometimes I have to correct myself a lot because I sound a little bit posh and pedant, okay? And another tip of advice is probably assumed for all of you. It is here in page 20. On page 20, sorry.
Are
10 pages ahead. Okay, so in section 2b, what you first see here is a glossary, okay? Normally the glossary that the textbook gives you is like a really limited one, and you will have more doubts. I recommend you to build your own glossary, but with any word you don't know. Okay, especially try to analyze the words you don't know in context in order to know the differences between each word in context. Okay, and those are my tips of advice for this week, and we'll see this the rest for next week. Okay, I was going to begin probably with a matter of pronunciation here, and we're going with this one. Okay. Let's see if I can. Okay, this is very good. Okay. We're going to do this brief exercises. This will really limited because, as you can see here, listen to four sentences, try to write the spec words in the pink boxes. Okay. Last week, and we are going to see some examples today with the Miller's Tale, because I'm not going to spoil myself. We are going to see some examples. If you have a good version of the Miller's Tale, you will see that it's a really rhythmic text. And I gave you a piece of advice last week to divide the sentences into small groups, phonic groups, which is based on sentence stress. Okay? Here you are biased, right? Conditional to the words you see in order. But what about if you want to emphasize on a specific point of your speech? And you can give a different intonation with the same sentence, okay? Mm-hmm. I have taught drama like for 8-9 years, and one of my favorite exercises was to give a sentence to each student with a wheel, with a wheel, and we start with the sentence, and they have to say the sentence with the same sentence with a different intonation, different intention. Okay, so, dame la llave, por favor. Dame la llave, por favor. Dame la llave, por favor. This is a different sentence. This is more or less based on that, okay? So, try to feel this, okay? How do you feel that?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah?
What's the question?
Shall
I put it again? Okay.
How long have you been?
And I want you to pay attention to the stress and the melody, okay? Yeah. Intonation. Okay, do you realize that how long have you been learning French? Okay, and it sounds, how long have you been learning French? The important things which are given emphasis in this sentence is learning French. This is an important bit of information. But if I want to emphasize the process of learning, or the process of the process itself, have you been the time you have been learning, how long have you been learning French? And I emphasize a different bit of the sentence, okay? I think a practical example is when the use of not in political speech. Okay, when you do not contract, let's say, a statement, and you say, "I do not want to accept your," because you emphasize the not there. Okay, if you give that the contracted form, that loses its way. Okay. The second sentence would be, okay, I've been
in French
for 3 years, and the important bits of information are learning French for 3 years. Okay. So the third one, twice.
How long?
Okay, the emphasis is in duration. How long has it been raining? Okay. And you give a melody because of that. And the fourth one. So raining here. It's been raining since lunchtime. So you want to emphasize that it has been raining and the moment since it has been raining, okay? And bear in mind that, okay? Because that might seem like obvious or easy at this point, but you can like get a little bit more of complexity. And if you take that basics and expand it to wider sentences, you will be like more fluent. This is a matter of achieving fluency in the English language, okay? Okay, and now I would like to, probably this is more general for all of you, the 300 students I have here, and those of you at home, okay? Let's say pronunciation listening. Okay, switch back. Okay. I wanted to explain you last session, the different ways of reading, of analyzing a reading, in order for you to not to get lost in an exam, okay? Probably you might be familiarized with this, okay? But if you give these kind of readings a little bit more of complexity, you will see that the same method can be applied to different disciplines, different fields, and different levels of the instrumental language, okay? So we have here, I just wanted to divide the different sections of the reading, okay? You have the general reading here, and the purpose of this reading is not on the content itself, okay? The exercises are not directed to analyze the content, okay? You have here the reading. In fact, if we go to this part, okay, you will see that the reading is differentiated or structured in a general introduction to give you clues. To presenter Helen Skelton has never been afraid of a charity challenge. Okay, blah blah blah, and explain who Helen Skelton is and what is she doing. Okay, and then can you read this, Omar, from this point onwards?
Now she has decided to leave the heat of Africa and South America to take part in a polar challenge. A 500-mile ski, guide ski and bike journey to the South Pole, the bottom of the world. During the challenge, Helen is writing a blog.
Okay. Now, I just wanted you to read this because you can apply the things yet you have seen in the exercise connected with the sentence stress, okay?
Yeah.
Have you listened to a piece of listening from these textbooks recently? There is a sort of fashion in the textbooks of giving like a multicultural approach, and they give you by listening with an Indian speaking English or okay, an English speaking Indian first, or an English speaking French, an English speaking Italian, in order to give you to be familiarized with different accents. Especially at some point, it can be like an English speaking Scottish and Irish, in order to be familiar with those accents, okay? Okay, no. You will see, okay? During the challenge, Helen is writing a blog. So what you can see here is the blog. The exercise of reading is just concerned with the structure, okay? The structure of a text and how you can approach a reading. Okay, if you go here, you will see that first there is a question related to in your country, are there charity events to raise money for a good cause? Have you ever taken part in one? What did you do? How much money did you raise? That gives you reason to talk, okay, to discuss this question. I'm trying to see your previous knowledge, okay? The previous knowledge you had on these themes, okay? To underline different vocabulary you will need to understand the text, and this is really advisable to do it, okay? The second question, you're going to read a blog by presenter Helen Skelton, who has taken part in several charity challenges. First, read the introduction and answer the question, okay? So, here, what has Helen done for charity before? And what is her most recent challenge and how is it different? So here, as you will see, normally the questions are in order. Second question is related to the introduction and then the third question is related with different order, okay? In fact, this is a relatively, I will not say easy, but a really easy exercise, okay? So I will give you just the introduction. What has Helen done for charity before? Can you go there and answer the question?
Okay, she has run the 79 mile ultra marathon in the river, and she has also kayaked 3,100 kilometers by the Amazon.
So you have this section, okay?
Yeah.
From this point. What you are doing there is not a general reading. First you have, it is presupposed for you to do a general reading of the text. So you go a general reading and this exercise is like narrowing your attention to a specific bits of language in the text, okay? So you are ordered to read this section, okay? In order to focus your attention. And then the second question is, what is her most recent challenge and how is it different? Okay, so the second question. So these two questions, underline the two sections of the introduction. So make you divide the structure of the introduction. Okay, this can be applied to a writing too, okay? General theme, in order to answer like who, how, when, why, and this gives you like a connection to the following paragraphs, okay? And now the exercise would be just to order the structure of the text, okay? Read Helen Slug entries and number them in order from 1 to 9, okay? Use the highlighted, just the highlighted phrases to help you. Las subrayadas en amarillo, okay? So let me put this here, okay? This might seem easy.
I don't know if just using the highlighted sentences I would be able to.
Try to do it because it might seem easy, but it's not as easy as it seems. Okay.
I did it.
Can you order that?
Using the first.
Yeah.
Just the first pages.
So, the first one is sentence B.
Yes.
And the second?
B. C.
C? Why?
Well, because... No, the I.
But there's something before that. Read all of them. Now, do you notice that the text is like indicating you to analyze just the first sentences? This is a common exercise to analyze the beginning of sentences and of paragraphs to grasp the general idea of each paragraph, okay? We've been only in Antarctica for 4 days. That is the prelude of the journey, okay? And the following one would be?
The training is over and we are starting our
flight. Okay, very good. This would be number two. And this would be number
C.
The first day of trek. So these two would be like preludes, okay? We've only been in Antarctica for 4 days. If you continue reading, you will see that the expedition has not started yet, okay? And then the training is over. The training. And we're starting our 500-mile journey today. Then now, the trek starts. Fourth one. Fifth one. E, because you have the first day of the trek and the second day of the trek. Then
we are on our way to the halfway. So that's
it. Okay. Six.
Seven would be the F.
Here.
We are only now only 100.5 miles on our destination.
And now it's a matter of chronology, okay? If you put this in order. Halfway to the halfway checkpoint, okay? Then we have only 150 miles from our destination. Now, completion.
18 days plus training days were over since we arrived.
And that will be the last one, okay? Very good. Okay. So, the content of the text itself, that doesn't really matter for me. I just want you to give you strategies to approach a reading, okay? Regardless of the level of English you are doing. Regardless of B1, try to look from general to specific and please focus especially for the literature courses, it would be really useful for them. And then I probably this part. I was waiting for like couples. If you want to do pairs to do the exercise in pairs, it would be interesting. If you're reading, can work. Okay, for the sake of.
Objectivity,
yeah. Okay, but I think it's really interesting to reflect because I was reading that beforehand. Normally, I don't like. I was just commenting to telling Isa that this technique is not as bad as I thought. It gives you like interesting activities. I have seen worse techniques. There's one from National Geographic which is terrible. I don't like it at all. So here you have the speaking exercise. Angel, if you want to do that at home, you can just repeat or you can give me an audio or something. Okay. Look at the squares and write something in as many as you can. Okay. So you have here from on page 21. I don't know in the real edition. Let's see. 31. Okay. So here you have like different, I don't know how to put this. Let's see if I can do it. Here. Okay. No, that's worse, I think. Okay. Okay. Try to write a sentence, just a brief or two clues, okay? I was thinking how to go a step further with this exercise, okay? So try to write just two clues in order to expand it with your speaking. I will give you like 4 minutes to do that. So for example, you have here a charity you support and you write that, are you gonna change? Just that. And then you expand it with your speaking and tick those ones you are like related to. Okay? So, a friend you know very well, you write your friend. Okay? Write down a brief amount of information related to that. Okay? You read that?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, with that, I realized this morning my version of the text was Neville Coffins. So my version of the text was Neville Coffins, so I could upload the text as such, but it was protected with copyright. So I was prevented from doing that. It was like a pity.
I found one in the translation. I started to do it, but I began struggling a lot. Then I looked up for another translation.
You will see the differences.
I don't have any. I was thinking. It is too inappropriate to ask you to send it.
The other translation? No. Because I can do it that with a via email. Okay? Yeah. I can do that, but I cannot upload it to the virtual classroom. Yeah. Don't worry. Okay. So write down, because I'm doing this exercise alone in order to make you being aware of the differences between written and spoken English, okay? Angeles, if you want to do that exercise at home, you can just write down and then repeat and construct the sentence. I will give you a piece of advice for doing this exercise, okay, right now. Can I change the body mass? I don't like the tone of glasses here, or I don't like this one. Let's see if I can change it. Like this. No, take this one out. No, because it's like it is sticking to my my drools. I'm drooling on the whole map here.
What the last
The chat? Oh, yeah. Because there was no space. An organization, club, gym, etc. You are a member of. Now I'm way more comfortable with this one. Something you're learning to do. And this dynamics in this exercise I like a lot. To know each other and to getting to know you too. Now the ideal bit would be to do this exercise by asking or yourself or each other a question using this, which is present perfect continuous. Okay, how long have you been supporting? How long have you known? How long have you supported a charity? Which charity have you supported to construct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you about yourself.
Okay. So you ask each other. Okay.
Okay.
And now, just two tips of advice, because I have listened to you very well today. You have improved that. I think you have been practicing in front of the mirror, probably, like a tenor. Singing, Pavarotti here. We have something, no? Pavarotti, I don't know. Because I listen to you better today, okay? It's a matter of volume, so try to practice that too.
Well, let me see. Have you ever supported a charity group?
Not in my life. What about you? Have you ever supported a charity?
I would say the same. I would say that I never supported a group. But, just to say something, I would like to mention that anonymous shelter in the south, in the south.
That's a charity. So I interrupt just a bit, okay? And I'm going to take notes. You can, there's a simple version of this, question, let's say. You can, like, not complicate your life and say something like, the charity you support, Ayuda en Acción. And that's it. I support Ayuda en Acción. The charity I extremely like is Ayuda en Acción. And you can expand, you can go just the easy version, or you can complicate your life a little bit. It is way more advisable to complicate your life a little bit. And, wink, wink. To use wink wink structures you have learned in the textbook. Okay. There's something we English teachers like a lot. It's like seeing our students using aspects they have seen on the textbook. Okay. Like, oh, they're using first condition. They're using mixed conditions. Oh, they're really good. Okay. Okay, so we go with the next one.
What's the name of someone that you know very well?
My friend Victoria's. I think I know almost 100% of the code.
How long have you known them for?
We've known each other for 10 years. This would say. Okay. So, what about you? You know very well.
No, I don't think I have the confidence to say that I know anyone very well. You know, language is a speaker, and we kind of grasp reality, so that would be so presumptuous of me.
You sound like better.
There is nothing outside the word. So, social media design that you use regularly is?
So you're a structuralist, okay?
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've been seeing things with Pedro. Okay, okay. I love that.
That would be Twitter, maybe, because in the Eden time, I like to calm down and see at the same time.
That's interesting. What, have you seen something, about the elections today? That is worth mentioning?
I have. I have been there all afternoon.
I've seen one remarkable thing, but in particular, is the self-confidence that Trump is. Yeah, it is. He's trying to make people believe that he's so self-confident, but maybe it's a strategy to.
Okay.
Okay. What is a sport that you regularly practice?
None. Follow me. No, follow me. Is there any sport of you practice
already? I have been running for a few weeks now, and I quite enjoy it. Just out of fun, nothing, you know, I'm not going to compete or anything. Do you have a car or a motorbike? Or?
I had a motorbike, it got stolen.
Oh, that's not cool, okay. How long have you been looking for your motorbike?
Well, I mean, the war is civil, so it has been lost for 5 years, maybe?
Oh, wow.
5 years today. Not today, that's it. So, that would be what about you?
No, I have a license, but I'm broke, so I don't have a car or anything. Where do you live?
I live in the south, in Morocco. I live in the countryside.
How long have you been living there?
I wasn't thinking about that. And I've been doing that for things. I was 14.
Okay, so you want to go choose one of the remaining options.
I don't know how to use the present perfect or the present perfect, but that is what I was.
Okay, so we'll reinforce that part, okay? For the next class.
No, okay. I know how to use it, but I want to use it out of these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a favorite bar restaurant that you have been like to go?
I certainly did in the past when I was in work. When I was in Florida. I don't feel like I can use present perfect to answer this question.
Okay, you don't have to use it. You can go the way around.
So there was this Asian food restaurant that I really liked. I didn't know them. It was a franchise, really. It was overpriced, for sure. It was so cool because of all of the tables were, you didn't have individual tables, but like one long table, people would sit together and you would have to figure.
Please do not talk about food, I'm starving right now. Okay. And if you talk about Indian food, I would have a rough time, really, right now. I love Indian food. Okay, shall I stop here? For you, Angeles, if you want to add something, you are free to do it. If you want to use the microphone, please interrupt and I will listen to your comments. Okay. Ayatima, did you say how long have you known her?
Four.
Oh, that 4,000 feet there. How long have you known her for? I haven't listened to that. Okay, so I will check that. You're reading like that. Okay, so sorry. Oh, you're using things for me. We are suffering here from, and I hope not to be, I expect not being like really controversial with this, opinion. We're suffering here from Canarida at this moment, which is highly studied, widely studied.
Which cosa?
Widely studied. Which cosa? We tend to be, we are Scandinavians, we are, really, fans of using or losing the last bits of information of a sentence. Okay?
Okay.
We love just doing that. Okay? So we tend to say, okay, I start the sentence and then when I reach the end, I say, no? Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah.
Y empieza una frase y dice, bueno, voy a estar, pero, no.
How do you say anacoluta in English?
Anacoluta. I think an accolade. Yeah, I would say that.
You would say that, but is that how I say it?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure with the spelling too, because they are more or less the same. I'm not quite sure. I would check that. I'm saying an accolade. I have seen an accolade. So take be careful with the last piece of information and. As I would say, like, take care of each word, okay?
Yes.
And gave each word a hug, okay? Some kisses, and then you let them go. Okay,
Hi.
In something you will see, like, for example, in an exam, like Cambridge mode, or Cambridge kind of exam, you will see that if you are, like, in pairs, you are requested to have some sort of initiative, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So be careful with the, what about you?
Yeah.
Because it's like, what about you? And you? What about you?
Yeah.
So try to be dynamic and to exchange. And if you detect you are using like catchphrases or pet phrases, muletilla, I use that a lot. Probably I will have that thing as a teacher or lecturer or tutor or whatever you want. And you will see that I will have, one I'm hating about myself is, okay, vale. And now I will explain you why, okay? And finally, I got stolen.
Yeah.
And that structure needs an object. Between got and stolen, and got stolen. I got the motorbike stolen. Okay, and I have written down just the bits for the present perfect, and present perfect continues for the next class. So I will give you some tips in order to improve that. Okay, so it's been a pleasure. We'll see you next week, and I will stop here the recording.